I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 4th. There's no school in Quincy today. Quincy Public Schools are closed today due to the anticipated ice storm. Governor Baker is urging residents to stay off roadways if possible today due to icy and hazardous travel conditions. All non-emergency executive branch state employees have been told not to report to their workplaces today due to the storm. The storm will bring sleet and freezing rain. Overnight rain will make it challenging for crews to pre-treat the roadways. MassDOT is preparing for a deep freeze during the morning rush that will cover the roads and make for treacherous conditions. Dozens of school districts, including Quincy, have canceled classes for today. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council to approve $2.3 million for a new fire department engine and ladder truck. Also at Monday night City Council meeting, the mayor will seek approval for $1.5 million to begin the process of designing the new Squantum Elementary School. Also Monday, the City Council will continue discussing a proposed ordinance that would provide a residential property tax exemption. Now, the new principal at the Lincoln Hancock School in Quincy has resigned. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says Natasha Diadone has resigned her position due to personal and family circumstances. Mulvey says Diadone asked that he passed on her wishes to the school community for a successful completion of the school year. She was appointed to the position last August. Mulvey says beginning February 14th, Janet Loftus will serve as the interim principal through the end of the school year. Loftus was the former assistant principal at Lincoln Hancock and principal at the Beechwood Knoll School. Mulvey says Loftus will be collaborating with the Lincoln Hancock staff to ensure a smooth transition and the best possible educational environment for students. Mulvey says Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, Senior Curriculum Director Madeline Roy, and other members of the superintendent's leadership team will be at Lincoln Hancock providing support this week and next week. Efforts are underway to rename a school and a street hockey rink in Hanover after a police officer from town who was killed in the line of duty. The select board put an article on the town meeting warrant to name the Build the Boards Hockey Rink the Sergeant Michael C. Chesna Memorial Rink. Separately, a citizen's petition submitted by five residents would rename Hanover Middle School the Michael Chesna Middle School. Both measures are on the agenda for the annual town meeting scheduled for May 2nd. Chesna, a Weymouth officer, was killed on July 15, 2018 by a suspect fleeing a car crash. The suspect in Chesna's slaying is also charged with killing 77-year-old widow Vera Adams. Weymouth has already named a middle school gym after Chesna and a reading room at the library after Adams. 42-year-old Chesna, a married father of two who joined the Weymouth Police Department in 2012, was a decorated Army veteran who was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. The family lived in Hanover. The new owner of the property that houses the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Braintree plans to renovate that site for two retailers. Stonegate Group from Natick is acquiring the 150 Granite Street property where Barnes & Noble has been for 28 years. Stonegate says they hope Barnes & Noble's would stay, but the tenant declined. The bookstore plans to close May 22nd. Its lease expires May 31st. The 19,000-square-foot building sits on 1.8 acres near the South Shore Plaza. Stonegate plans to start renovations as soon as the bookstore leaves. Stonegate did not identify any potential tenants. It develops and manages residential and commercial properties. The company owns and manages multiple residential properties, providing rental housing for over 30 years. It also has more than 500,000 square feet of commercial space in the Metro West area. The proposed Braintree development won't be the only one in the area. Native Sun Wellness has proposed a medical marijuana store and cultivation operation in the former Pier 1 Imports store across from Barnes & Noble. That proposal needs the approval of the State Cannabis Control Commission. Bridgewater police are investigating after they say a thief stole thousands of dollars worth of car parts from a family-owned company this week. Tom Arrighi has grown his family's business from a small cab company to a big transportation fleet, but the company took a big hit when 19 catalytic converters were stolen from their vehicles. Wednesday night, an officer on patrol near A&A Metro Transportation said he noticed a man in the rear parking lot. When that man saw the cruiser, police said he took off and then a car sped out of the lot. The officer was not able to track the car down. The suspect was caught on surveillance cameras, and investigators are hoping that'll be a key to cracking the case. Chief said when the price of precious metals goes up, so do catalytic converter thefts. For victims like A&A Metro, they're not just out thousands of dollars, but those vehicles are now out of commission until the new parts come in, costing them even more. Plans to replace the Cape Cod bridges are moving forward, and Massachusetts officials are advancing plans to use federal money for nearly 150 other bridge projects across the state. Governor Baker recently visited Washington. He said that the $2 billion cost of replacing the Cape Cod bridges will be picked up by the federal government. He expects to see a financing plan soon. The Bourne and Sagamore bridges were built in the 1930s. The New England District of the Army Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction over the bridges. Money comes from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. Also from that law, Massachusetts expects to receive $9.5 billion from the federal government over 5 years to spend on other infrastructure projects. A total of about $5.4 billion will be dedicated to road and bridges. $3.5 billion comes from reauthorizing existing programs. The rest is from increased funding or new programs. Other bridges on the list include in Braintree, the Washington Street Bridge over the railroad corridor. Massachusetts is also required to match federal funds for some of the programs. Officials said that means that MassDOT will be making a total of $6.7 billion in new investments over the next 5 years. State officials also expect to receive $2.2 billion in funds for the T, $591 million for the Regional Transit Authority, and $1.4 billion for environmental work. The MBTA money will be used toward acquiring 10 Green Line trains, 80 battery electric buses, expanding several facilities, upgrading bridges, and upgrading signal systems on the red and orange lines. Water and sewer infrastructure will receive the majority of the funding allocated for environmental projects, but funding will also be set aside for environmental remediation projects and some energy grid work. Check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow was down 518 points. The NASDAQ lost 538. The S&P dropped 14. Shares in Europe and Asia were higher. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil is up to over $91 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics are in Detroit tonight at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast, a winter weather advisory is in effect with a wintry mix and eventually sleet and some freezing rain later today as highs will tumble into the low 30s. For tonight, the precipitation comes to an end late, low of 32. Mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high 23. Mostly sunny Sunday, high 28. Partly cloudy Monday, high 38. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, wind out of the north, gusting to 25 knots. High tide right after 1:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:53, sets at 5:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 4th.